Hey everyone, welcome back to StoicCom. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're talking about boundaries, those invisible lines we draw in the sand to protect our time, energy, and well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 until there's nothing left for you? Yeah, I've been there. But listen up, because learning how to set healthy boundaries is like leveling up your life. It's about saying yes to what matters and no to the rest with a whole lot of grace and confidence. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Boundaries sounds a little serious for my taste. Trust me, it doesn't have to be. Think of boundaries as your personal superpower. They allow you to prioritize your needs without feeling guilty or like you're letting people down. You deserve to feel respected and valued, right? And setting those boundaries is the first step in making that happen. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you build those rock-solid boundaries. 1. Recognize your limits. This one might seem obvious, but it's easy to get swept up in everything and lose track of your own capacity. Take some time to reflect on what drains you, what stresses you out, and what genuinely brings you joy. You'll start to see those patterns emerge, those red flags that say hold up and need to step back here. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you've identified your limits, it's time to talk about them. Now, this doesn't have to be a dramatic confrontation. Think of it as setting an intention, clearly stating your needs and expectations in a calm and assertive way. You could say something like, "I really value our time together, but I need some quiet time tonight to recharge." See? Simple, direct, and respectful. 3. Practice saying no. This is where things get tricky for a lot of people, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Remember, saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you prioritize your well-being. Start small. Maybe decline that extra commitment at work or politely excuse yourself from the social event that drains your energy. 4. Set realistic expectations. We all have good intentions, but setting unrealistic expectations for ourselves and others can lead to frustration and resentment. Remember, you can't do everything for everyone all the time. It's okay to say no to things that don't align with your priorities. 5. Be kind to yourself. Building healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble, feel guilty, or even back down. That's totally normal. Just remember to forgive yourself, learn from the experience, and keep practicing. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, swamped with deadlines, emails piling up like snowdrifts. Then, your coworker asks if you can help them with their project, even though you're already stretched thin. What do you do? Now, without boundaries, you might feel pressured to say yes, even though it means sacrificing your own workload and potentially missing that important deadline. But with healthy boundaries in place, you can confidently say something like, "I really want to help, but I am completely swamped right now. Maybe we could brainstorm some solutions together tomorrow." See the difference? You're still being helpful and supportive, but you're also prioritizing your own workload and commitments. That's the power of boundaries. So remember, folks, building healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It's about saying yes to what matters most and protecting your energy and well-being. Take a moment now to think about one area in your life where you could use some stronger boundaries. What are those limits? How can you communicate them clearly and confidently? Remember, you deserve respect, you deserve balance, and you deserve to feel empowered in all areas of your life. Now go out there and set those boundaries like a boss. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. And leave us a review, we love hearing your feedback. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep rocking those boundaries.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.